We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
On our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline is John Fetterman. John, good morning.
Hey, everyone.
How long has that been in the works? Because they did a very extensive profile, as you know.
It was actually very recently. They were just here in town maybe 10 days ago, 2 weeks ago. And let me just say up front, you know, Mark Whitaker and the crew, just outstanding. And Mark, on a personal level, has this really amazing connection to the area. He wrote this amazing book called Smoketown, which talks about the Hill District and that its renaissance. So, I mean, these are just fabulous people that you know, came to town with a job to do, and it was a pleasure to work with them.
Yeah, the whole country is getting to know you now. You've really elevated your profile, and we've watched you grow from the time you started as the mayor of Braddock. But you have both sides of the state covered. You grew up in York, went to Harvard. How did you choose Braddock or Pittsburgh?
Well, I think it was a mutual decision. You know, Braddock chose me in the sense that it was a place that resonated with me deeply when I left graduate school. And this was the kind of circumstance and situation that I wanted to be a part of and to work in. And it's, you know, now it's my home. It's where my family lives. You know, I'm the only lieutenant governor in the history of the state to reject the mansion, you know, with the chef and the gardener, and insisted that the state divest itself, which it has. And this is my home, and it's always going to be my home. And, you know, Western Pennsylvania is just my grounding, where they're going to bury me. And I just couldn't love a region and a people any more than I do. I can't explain it.
We're with John Fetterman. Everybody knows, for the most part, what a mayor does. But for those that don't know, what does a lieutenant governor do? What's the mission?
Sure. Yeah. Well, basically, you are the vice president of Pennsylvania. And your primary duty is one that you hope that, you, of course, never has to be triggered. And that would be to step in for the governor, or in Governor Wolf's case, if something should happen to him or he's unable to serve. Or he steps down, and you know, you have to be ready to be governor, you know, from day one, if that's necessary. You're president of the Senate, and you are the chair of the Board of Pardons, which oversees the entire commutation and pardons process for the state of Pennsylvania, which we've been reinventing and reimagining for the first time in the state's history, and as well as other special projects and initiatives working with the governor on. And as many of you know, that includes marijuana legalization and other projects too. So it's a big basket, but it's one that, you know, is a tremendous honor to do that for the people of Pennsylvania.
And you are president of the Pennsylvania Senate, the state Senate, recently put out some feelers, and rather successfully put out feelers to possibly move to the U.S. Senate. What can we expect, or how's that going for you?
You know, I'm just blown away and humbled. Just, you know, a little over 2 weeks ago, I sent out a tweet just saying that I'm, you know, kicking some tires and you know, looking for a next opportunity to serve. And the response, it's just been overwhelming. And I'm just so grateful, you know, and that process it continues to evolve. And I just want to thank everyone for just the support. And it's just been really nice, but it's also, you know, talking with my family, and it's coming in terms of it's coming along.
We're with John Fetterman, our lieutenant governor here in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. One of your many passion projects has been to push for the legalization of recreational marijuana. You traveled to all 67 counties, and actually, the governor at first was reticent, but then with the feedback you were providing with him, changed his mind. What are the chances of that happening now that we've seen it in places like New Jersey get legalized?
Yeah, well, you brought up a great point. New Jersey voted to legalize it. New York Governor Cuomo indicated that's one of his top priorities. I would love it. And because here's what, if any of your listeners are out there that are on the other side of the political aisle, I've always said this because it's true. Marijuana is a bipartisan issue. This has nothing to do whether Democrat, Republican. This is a freedom issue. This is a revenue issue. This is a criminal justice issue. This is a farmer's issue. This is a veteran's issue. And I would love nothing more than to just join my Republican colleagues and say, look, Pennsylvania needs revenue. We have a big budget deficit. And this would generate at least $5 billion over the next 20 years, $250 million a year, conservatively. And that's free money. And that's going to the drug cartels. And I would just say, let's put Pennsylvania over party. Let's do the right thing. I don't consume marijuana, and I don't consume tobacco. And these products like tobacco and alcohol, as we know, are legal. And they certainly have come at a steep cost in terms of lives and other expenses. But marijuana, it's a superstition over a plant that I think Pennsylvania could really benefit if we just simply said yes, and we structured it accordingly in our state.
Yeah, I was going to ask you if you consume marijuana. I personally don't. I don't like the smell of it either. To me, though, it was always just a plant, and I understand the economic advantages of legalizing it. But what about people that say, you know what, other states that legalize marijuana are also now sort of legalizing in part in different ways, like harsher drugs like heroin or things like that?
I know. Now, there's no state that's legalizing heroin or any drug. Oregon decriminalized the possession. So instead of funneling these folks who are battling addiction, which I want to be clear, addiction is a disease. It's not a moral failing. Happens to Republicans, Democrats, conservatives, whoever. Instead of making them, in a criminal justice system, it's about channeling them to recovery resources and acknowledging for what it is. It's a medical issue. It's not really a criminal issue. Now, if you're peddling this poison, like if you're out there pushing fentanyl and these things, that's a different story. So, yeah, no one's talking about legalizing those kind of drugs, What we are doing, though, is talking about embracing marijuana because we already have a thriving weed market in Pennsylvania, but it's a black market, and all that revenue is going to the cartels and the dealers when it should be going into our Pennsylvania treasury. And like I said, Republican, Democrat, Independent, you don't have to love it. I don't use it, and I won't any more than I would go, swig a bottle of Jack Daniels all day. But I think you have the right to do that. I think you have the right to smoke tobacco if you want, or buy lottery tickets, or go to a casino, things that I don't partake in. But we as, freedom-loving Americans get to do that safely in a regulated manner. And the taxes that come from that all benefit the collective greater good. And that's what I believe in with that.
And we're going to tweet out a link to the CBS Sunday Morning Story for more. And John, before you go, what do you know about distribution of vaccines? Everybody's pointing at the state at this point saying, what's going on?
Oh, well, it's a fluid situation. And we now, I don't want to turn this into a partisan issue, but it's a simple fact. There was a vacuum of federal leadership, and it was a confused and muddy process. And we are actively working with the federal government with the new response to get that sorted out in the most efficient manner possible. And I can assure anyone who's frustrated or concerned, the doses are forthcoming, and the order in which, I have not gotten vaccinated, nor will I. I will not receive my vaccine until anyone can walk in off the street to a Rite Aid and get a poke in the arm. This is about sorting it out in the best way with limited dosage and, with a lack of federal leadership. you know, getting things ramped up so we can start getting Pennsylvania vaccinated. That's the governor's top priority, I can assure you.
Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman, appreciate your time as always. Thank you.
Hey, guys, thanks for having me on. It's always a pleasure.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.